Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. The federal government is considering announcing its intention to formally recognise the state of Palestine as early as today. A high-level government source has confirmed to SBS World News that Cabinet is set to meet in Canberra today. The expectation amongst senior ministers is that it will sign off on statehood. Australia is expected to move to formal recognition at UN talks in September. Israel's Prime Minister has spoken with US President Donald Trump about a new military offensive in Gaza City. Benjamin Netanyahu says it is the best way to move forward.
Israel's Security Cabinet instructed the IDF to dismantle the two remaining Hamas strongholds in Gaza City and the central camps. Contrary to false claims, this is the best way to end the war and the best way to end it speedily.
The PM's plans for Gaza have been met with alarm and condemnation by the international community. The UK, China, France and Slovenia are among the member nations to condemn Israel's actions at an emergency UN Security Council meeting. Palestinian permanent observer to the UN, Riyad Mansour, says he wishes their words were the start of something more.
While this is okay, it is not sufficient. You have to act. You have to do something about it. You have to stop it.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has won diplomatic backing from Europe and the NATO alliance ahead of a Russia-US summit in Alaska this week. It's not been invited to the summit. Ukraine fears Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump may try to dictate terms for ending the 3.5-year war, including ceding significant amounts of Ukrainian territory to Russia. In the meantime, the Ukrainian leader has continued to call for more international pressure to be placed on Russia.
Everyone sees that there's been no real step from Russia towards peace, no action on the ground nor in the air that could save lives. That's why sanctions are needed, pressure is needed, strength is needed. The strength, first and foremost, of the United States, the strength of Europe, the strength of all nations in the world that want peace and stability in international relations. If Russia doesn't want to stop the war, then its economy must be stopped.
Anthony Albanese has wrapped a two-day visit to New Zealand, where the economy was a major theme of the discussions. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon, says progress is being made on reducing economic friction with the Australian market. The Australian PM says they have vowed to further integrate the two nations' economies. He says the regional partners face the most unpredictable and dangerous strategic environment in decades.
When Australians think of New Zealand, we think of the Anzacs and we think of the sacrifice that we've made together in defence of our freedom. Australia and New Zealand are great friends. We think alike and we act alike on the international stage.
The Victorian government is under pressure to bring forward anti-hate laws, which are due to come into effect next month, after around 100 neo-Nazis marched down Melbourne's main street at the weekend. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has released a statement saying the police did what they could to maintain public order during the march. She says the state's anti-vilification statute will give them even more powers. The state's opposition leader, Brad Batten, says her government has lost control over the matter, but Attorney General Sonia Kilkenny says that's far from the truth.
We are working on additional powers so police will be able to unmask these cowards who are hiding behind these masks and who are walking our streets in the middle of the night.
The three-week Clancestry program, which celebrates First Nations art and culture in Queensland, has concluded. The final day included face painting and family events, with children taking the opportunity to listen to First Nations stories. One mother has told SBS News that the Clancestry program has helped her children learn about Aboriginal culture.
We've been coming for the last few years, and it's always good to get the kids down and enjoying as well, and some amazing ways to connect and learn stories, you know.
I'm Deborah Rourke. This is SBS News in Easy English.